Getting into another episode of You Better Than Me, the pod. Good old podcast. I feel like if you're still rocking with us after we decided to postpone our new year, then you are a real one.
Definitely.
It's been a lot going on, Kristen. I still feel like I might need to push my start of my new year back. I know I had said Cinco de Mayo, but now I'm feeling like maybe Juneteenth is going to be my start of the new year this year.
I mean, that could also work. I mean, if you want to push it back even further, it could be your birthday.
Ooh.
You can kind of decide on that for yourself, or you can just take it as it goes. You know, I think we put a lot of emphasis on, you know, New Year's and doing things differently. And sometimes you just have to be. You just have to be in the moment and live in it and just let life happen.
I don't know if I'm going to push it back all the way to the birthday, but I think I might do another reset for the good old Juneteenth because, again, as we always say, life has been lifing, and I feel like I have been having to lean in on my boundaries. I know we've talked about that topic before, probably several times, but I feel like boundaries is something that is recurring. Like, I feel like that topic, it keeps evolving, it keeps changing, it keeps meaning something different. And even at this big old age of 42, I feel like I'm still fine crafting my use of the boundaries.
But the good thing about that is, even though you all may have heard us speak about this before, if things are like happening for us or to us and things are changing regarding boundaries, I'm sure that those same things are happening to you all as well. So this may be a very good time for you all to listen up and reassess some of the things, some of the people, some of the boundaries that you may have had in place that you kind of let slide and just get back on track and be like, we ain't doing that. Because a lot of times people forget no is a full sentence.
Baby, it's a full sentence with a period. It could be a
exclamation mark.
Exclamation.
But guess what? It ain't a question mark.
It sure isn't. I feel like I've used it as a question mark for so long. And don't get me wrong, I'm not selling myself short. I feel like I've grown tremendously and lean on my boundaries very hard. But I still have moments where I have to go through with like a fine tooth comb and be like, you know what, Fallon, check yourself before you wreck yourself, because you don't feel comfortable. You still feel a little apprehension about fully saying no. And I don't know. I feel like maybe you've grown a little bit more than I have, because I feel like your no's been just flowing like a river, Kristen. But
girl, I would say no really quick.
I know. I feel like I still have just this little hint of apprehension. I feel like my husband told me that, oh, it's because you have a big heart and, you know, you don't want to disappoint people. I think you told me this too. Like, I know you don't want to say no, but you got to say no. But it's still just that little, I can't even call it like a conscience. It's kind of like a little uncomfortable feeling that I get in my stomach when I feel like the need to, you know, and just put a boundary down. And I got to work on getting rid of that, because I can't let other people and what they want me to do or see or feel or any of the above control me anymore. And I refuse to be a grown woman in her 40s still doing shit she don't want to do. I can't.
The big thing for me that I think about you is that you are extremely selfless. And sometimes when you're selfless, you are willing to go to bat for people. You're willing to put yourself out there for them. And the thing that kind of changed for me, like being so selfless, like maybe in the past, was that, and this may be bad, but people don't hold you in that same regard. And when I realized that, it was just like, you know what, at the end of the day, there is one Kristen that's made like me, that has this life experience that I have, that want to do certain things and that don't want to do certain things. Like, people may call things or say people are picky or whatever, but again, my no is my no. If it doesn't work for me, I have to choose myself first and choose what's going to, you know, maybe disrupt my peace. And it's just, I just have to stand on that no. And I think that once you get to that point, people will see that you really mean business. And it's not that I'm trying to be mean or rude about it, but it just is what it is. Because again, no is a complete sentence. Like, I don't have to give you a rebuttal as to why I'm choosing to say no or why I'm choosing to choose myself. And a lot of times for me, it's me choosing myself, my peace, and my happiness over anyone else's. And again, not in a rude manner to make someone feel bad, but it is what it is. Like, I got to choose me.
And you said the word selfless. I had to look that up because I'm like, selfless, selfish. I know selfish. I know things can be misconstrued as selfish. Like, damn, does she only think about herself, or you're not willing to put your own needs or the greater good of other people above yourself? That's kind of what I think about selfishness, but I had to look it up. So it's saying more concerned with the needs and wishes of others than with one's own needs, an act of selfless devotion. I don't know if I feel like I'm selfless.
But here's the thing. So that's your definition. So that you looked up, I looked it up as well. So this one is, selfless is the opposite of selfish. If you're selfless, you think less about yourself and more about others. You're generous and kind. Being selfless is similar to being altruistic, another word for giving to others without looking for personal gain. And you have told me several times, I didn't listen to you over and over and over about ways that you have been selfless, where you've been willing to extend yourself to people, for people that I have witnessed via the phone, not do the same thing for you. Oof. So I think you want to go with this definition over here.
Baby, what dictionary are you looking at? Because
I just did a regular Google search on vocabulary.com, and that was the meaning of selfless. And so I would still say that you are selfless, because if you remember sometime last year, I think you and I both had a conversation about some things that you weren't going to take on, and you look over here in 2024, and you took on almost two of them.
You're right.
I ain't going to call you out, friend, so I'm going to leave it right there. Ooh. You are selfless, and I think the reason why it's so important for selfless people to have boundaries is because of the fact that you give and you give and you give. And when you're put in a position of being selfless and then the other person kind of switching it up and letting you down, you crash with that.
Oof.
And so. Oof.
Expose my dirty laundry. God damn.
No, babe.
You're right.
You can expose mine too, because I have a lot of men would say I say no about everything, and I really do. I say no all the time. I exercise my no frequently.
But see, I've also heard you say that you don't want to exercise your no, because then people will say that you always saying no, or you always causing a problem, or you always complaining.
But not my no.
Difficult.
I hold off on saying things, so it's not really a no, because my no be there from the start. People put stuff out there via text, whatever, it already be no in my head. And I express it to the few people that I talk to, and I'm like, yeah, I ain't going for that. But because I am very outspoken, I will sit back and not say anything. Because again, yeah, people are like, you always say this, but I'm like, I feel like I look at things logically. And this is also a part of like my sign, Gemini. Like, I feel like we are extremely fair. So it's never just, even though I'm saying no for myself, it's not that I'm saying no where it would benefit only me. Like, my no is like, have we looked at some of these other things that could be for the greater good of, you know, the community or the friendship or whatever? And the other thing about it is, I'm over here saying no out loud. Then you got other people over here saying no, whispering in my ear saying no, but they won't say it out loud. So then I become a bad guy.
True. Okay, that's true. Now, I guess I can follow my sword, because everything you said is true. I've had you say it. I've had mine, big up to the husband, say it. I've had other people who are in my inner circle say it. And honestly, now that I think about it, I feel like being selfless even trickles into my occupation. Like, I am a legal aid lawyer. My whole thing is being public help, public spirited. I want to be the one who is the bleeding heart helping everybody. But I've even had to expressly exercise some boundaries in my work life. Now, I used to be one of the people, especially with working from home, that would let stuff get in my mind and bring it home. It'd be all up in my living room. I had to sage. I had to do all these big woo-sigh moments to kind of shake it off. But I can say this, I have been exercising my boundaries and saying my big grown woman knows in the workplace, because clients will try to play in your face. Friends and family will try to play in your face. I feel like people see the attorney at law by your name and just feel like it's a free for all to ask legal questions. And granted, baby, I call Dr. Jones all the time, like, look, tell me what this means. Is this supposed to be this color, or is this color wrong? Do I need to send you some pictures or something? But you know, I feel like on that same accord, I know what not to ask or not to overstep my boundaries. Like, people come to me and ask me questions all the time, but it's a way to do it. Like, if I don't talk to you or haven't talked to you since high school, don't send me no text message or Facebook message. That's how I know I really don't talk to you. If you send me something on Messenger, like, oh, hey, I have a legal question, or hey, can you do this? I've been very good on saying no. I can send you a referral though, and I have to, I guess, try to do that also in with family too. Like, hey, this ain't my practice area. Are you asking your eye doctor to look at your coochie if you need a gynecologist? No. Or are you asking your dentist to check out your gallbladder and your pancreas? No. Like, every attorney ain't doing every type of law. So I have to focus on being like bold and being like, nah. Even though I still have that little desire to want to help everybody, like, oh, let me help you, help you. I don't want to continue to do it to a point where I'm the sacrificial lamb, always falling on down times or overextending myself because I didn't want to say no.
Yeah, I mean, so career-wise, I've been with my job for about 2 years or going on 2 years. So I'm not really at a place where I feel comfortable saying no. Plus, the type of work that I do is kind of I'm used to doing the type of work that I do, but now I'm in a different type of department. So I'm not as well versed with that department. So for me, I'm not in a place to say no because right now it's just learning mode still, even at 2 years is still a learning mode for me. But I remember my previous job, it was real quick. Like, no, Kristen, you come to this? No. Would you like to do this? No. You want to volunteer? No. And it got to the point where they did not ask me because the fact that like I had already done those things and I saw that me saying yes did not add any type of value. It didn't give me no points when it came time for review or anything like that. And not saying that's why you're supposed to say yes, but it took me not to say it took me out of peace, but it added more disruption by just, moving forward. So for me at that particular job, the no was the best thing for me to do. I even got to the point where I would know things would happen, but because I'm so outspoken, I'd be like, listen, if I had to say something, I'm only speaking for myself and not for the group. Because what happened is these people who also feel the same way, but they get on mute when it's time to say something. It's almost like they want to like push you up to be the spokesperson. And I'm like, I am nobody's spokesperson but my own and Cadence's. So I won't be the spokesperson for anybody at this job. So my boundary is I'm only speaking for myself. This is how I feel. And I will also be like, you probably want to ask them how they feel. Give somebody else a chance to speak out. But I understand how it's very important to utilize that boundary at work. Like I said, again, I'm not in that place just yet. But if there are some things that I'm not interested in doing, like I volunteer for a lot of things at my job because my company is very big on volunteering. But I volunteered for one event and it was, when I tell you it was a lot that I was just like, you know what? Next year, if we have and they ask me to volunteer, no. Immediately, no.
Well, I can say wholeheartedly, no shade, all shade, whatever you want to be taken. I don't think I have it in me to host any more friends and family committees, no more bridal tribes, no more showers, none of these things. Now, I feel like at work, I have a little bit more autonomy on just managing my clients. Like, you're not gonna play in my face and call me 50 times in a row talking about, oh, you haven't answered the phone or you haven't told me anything on my case. Like, that's a big misconception. Just because you have hired or retained the lawyer does not mean that they are your whipping boy, so to say. That doesn't mean you have full access. That doesn't mean you can call somebody and they're gonna answer. Like, people have other clients, people have court, people have lives, people have family, people have all kind of things going on. And if you got a busy lawyer, 9 times out of 10, they're not gonna have time to give you an update every other day or once a week. Like every 2 weeks maybe is a good estimate, depending on what type of case you have. But I've had people really try it, like calling me, like texting me. I used to get people like my cell phone, people texting, "Hey, you haven't called me
Ooh,
back," or
you gave people your
whatever.
cell phone number?
Yeah, we used to have, well, not my
Oh,
personal cell phone. We used to have work,
okay.
yeah, like work cell phones at my other
Yeah.
firm.
But you know what
So,
happens with that? Typically, it's the, I always say leadership starts from the top. So typically, when people are calling you like that, it's because your leadership has a set of precedents. So you guys have boundaries because you are supposed to have a life outside of work. Like if it's truly not life or death matter, then why are you calling me at 8 o'clock at night? You know, and leadership should set that tone. Now, that's one thing that I do like about my current job. Like, they are really for boundaries. Like, oh no, if this happens on this day, you don't have to work late to do it. Just, you know, wait until the next day. You know, Fridays is a perfect thing. Like, we've had meetings and it's just like, hey, Fridays after 12 o'clock, you guys should be managing your time well enough that you're not having meetings after 12 p.m. on Friday. That's the day that people want to wrap up everything that they've had to do for the entire week. That's the time that people want to get out at a decent time to go spend the weekend with their family. So you shouldn't have people just, you know, bogged down with meetings and all of these things. And that's something I really, really respect. And that came from the top.
Now that's how I would want all executives to kind of handle their business, but I've got stuck with some 3:30 meetings before. I've had judges setting stuff at 4 o'clock on a Friday, and it's like, do you not have a life? Are you just trying to punish everybody? Are you trying to punish yourself? So stuff like that, it's a little different. But like giving people access to you, this is one that I guess in my married life we have kind of set the tone for. My husband get mad when people call him after like 9, and he'll be like, "I'm married. Don't call me at 9:30. Don't call me just to shoot the shit at 10 o'clock." And then I'm like, "Well, my do not disturb usually come on about 8," and I'm like, "I don't want to hear nothing. I don't care if it's an emergency. Like I have trauma from just getting phone calls and bad news
Girl, me
at
too.
certain times." So I that is a boundary I started exercising probably, a couple of years before my daddy passed away. I if it's something that is like I can't solve the problem, or the problem can't be resolved by medical attention, or I know that you have access to call an ambulance, you can call me when you get to the hospital. Unless it's just a dire situation, I can't take no bad news after a certain time. I literally have trauma. If I hear the phone ring after like between like maybe 11 and 3 in the morning, that is traumatizing for
You
me.
already
Like
know what time it is. For me
that,
too.
like I just that drives me insane. And even my family knows that. Like, look, I love you. It's gonna take, I have my settings on my phone so that a favorite has to call me like 3 times in a row before it's gonna ring on my do not disturb.
That's mine too.
If something's going on and you get through that way, then I'll have to go on and hope that I hear the phone ring when I sleep in, because I'll bother me when I'm sleepy. That's another hard boundary. But that is so traumatic for me. Like just hearing, I don't even like hearing noises in the middle of my sleep. Just the sound of somebody having a seizure. Like if you have not experienced that in the middle of your sleep to be, just like wake up and that's going on. Like I have very strict boundaries when it comes to my rest and my sleeping hours. So don't call. I don't want to hear it. I'm gonna have to hear about it in the morning. I'm gonna still cry. My grief gonna feel the same. My shock gonna be the same. But I can't. I cannot take some stuff between certain hours of the day via phone or text. Definitely not text. My goodness, call me. I'll never forget that, like, we were on a vacation with like one of my homegirls for her birthday, and her grandma passed away. And like she got a text message that said it. And that was like the most horrific thing, like having to consult somebody on their birthday trip. via text message, mind you, like you just chilling, having fun. Grandma gone. And if you listen to this, she knows because I tell her, like, don't tell me no bad news via no text message. You call me. I was like enraged when her family did that to her because it's like, you don't know, she could have been on the highway driving. She could have swerved. Like, that could have been something that could have completely derailed somebody. Like, you don't know what people are doing. You gotta like prepare people, like, hey, where are you? Are you at home? You sitting down? Then tell somebody something. Like, that could just turn out to be disastrous.
No, I totally get it. I mean, but I actually am happy that you and your husband have set that precedence with like the calls, because I feel like, not that, this is your issue, but I feel like that also leads towards other issues. Like, who calling you at this time of the night? You know what I mean? Because
Like, who think
honestly,
they got access like that? Like,
right, the only person that should be calling, as you said, waiting to the next day, is somebody that has an emergency, unfortunately,
yeah,
but
and
you
they
just
know when to do
calling
it.
for some BS. Mm-mm, you
Just
have
to
to wait.
talk,
You
baby.
have to wait.
Let us go on and play these churches bills so I can have a moment to recollect my emotions. You know, I be loud and wrong sometimes. Let me pay these churches bills real quick and I'll try to gather myself. Even girl, just even thinking about stuff like that, it triggers me. So let's pay some churches bills and then we'll come right back.
Okay.
Hey pilots, did you know that you can now catch the electrifying sounds of Bulletin Flight Radio anywhere you go? Yes, you heard it right. Tune in to the high flying beats and soaring melodies by downloading the TuneIn app on your mobile device. Just search for Bulletin Flight Radio and hit play. It's that easy. And if you have a smart device like Alexa or Google, just say, hey Google or Alexa, play Bulletin Flight Radio on TuneIn. Experience the rush of adrenaline wherever you are. Listen to Bulletin Flight Radio on TuneIn using your Alexa or Google devices. Soaring through the skies has never sounded this good. Don't miss out on the ultimate musical journey. Tune in now to Bulletin Flight Radio on TuneIn and let the music take you on an unforgettable ride. Get ready to elevate your listening experience. Brought to you by Bulletin Flight Radio.
Now that we paid the church's bills, I know we were speaking about your husband. Now, y'all know I ain't got no husband. Your girl is on the scene with the gang Celine. But I still have to incorporate my boundaries as I'm dating. Like, there are certain things that for me, you just can't do. Like, you can't talk to me hard. That is a strong boundary that I have. Like, people speaking to me hard feels like abuse. I feel like you're abusing me. If you can't
You
talk to
said
me
that
nice,
before.
yeah, you probably just can't talk to me. So certain things, putting your hands on me, that is a definite boundary. Another thing that I don't want you to be doing is good morning me and how did you sleep? Like, come on, because to me that is like, what is it? It's like surface level
How are you
conversation.
mad because somebody concerned about your
No.
sleep?
Okay, can I tell you how I slept if I was asleep?
You slept well.
Listen, don't ask me no every day how I slept. No, I don't want that. Now, if I went to bed tired or I went to bed sick, girl, did you sleep okay? But every single day, come on. It's a hard no. Stop. Cut it out. Find something else to talk about to me.
Baby, we over here
Ask
dealing
somebody
with
else
people. We over here dealing with people with sleep apparatuses. I'm gonna ask, are you okay? You good? Did you sleep well?
Listen, if I'm not okay, you're gonna get that message.
Okay, oh, girl. Okay. And they better not. And they better not text me, Kennedy. Don't
Listen, they're
text
not
me or
texting.
call me to the next day. Don't message me. No, on no doomsday foolishness after between certain hours. Y'all better tell me in the morning when my head is clear and I had a good night's sleep. Y'all don't need me flipping no tables over and all this giving me bad news at bad times. No, you do not. So yeah, everybody should know that. But I think that boundaries and dating, or even if you are in a marriage, or even if you are in a relationship or a partnership, that's definitely a thing. Like, I could think back of stuff that I dealt with that absolutely grown me would not deal with, like the bare minimum. Like,
Oh,
that's
girl.
a heck no. Like, that is a heck no. I ain't doing nothing that makes me feel conflicted. If I feel uncomfortable, or like you don't have my best interest, I ain't doing.
Yeah.
And that's, and I mean, like, even if in a marriage, if I'm doing something and he don't like it, tell me, and vice versa. Like, that doesn't just give you free range to do whatever to somebody. That's like, let me tickle you and you don't feel like being tickled. Like, no, stop. I ain't in the mood for that. That's you. Those are types of conversations that you have. Like, these things occur. Like, girl, I'm cold. Like, stop pulling the covers off of me. Like, all these different things.
Like, or like going on vacation. People know I can't swim. You push me in the pool. I already told you I can't swim. I will never talk to you again in life. That would be the end of it.
And you know what? Ever. 5 years ago, me probably should have had that same mentality when I almost drowned.
When somebody
made me go on a vacation that I told them I wasn't comfortable going on. And of course, I flipped my little ass right on out that floater, whatever the little tubing thing is, and had to get rescued by a lifeguard. Had a bruise on my arm that looked like somebody snatched me out of heaven. For like a month. Like, that was, I can literally remember thinking, well, I guess if I just float, I'll just go on to glory. I ain't gotta pay these student loans off. But I was just thinking, if this nigga, if you cared about me, you would have never made me, oh, well, everybody's going, I want to go, like, you'll be okay, you have a life jacket. That shit ain't gonna save you from drowning.
Yeah, I would have stopped talking to them immediately. I probably would have just, not back then, because I probably was broke then, but like nowadays, I would have got my own room. I'm gonna need to get another room,
right? Because
this ain't gonna fly.
Yeah, after don't tell me that it's gonna be okay when it's not gonna be okay, because that's my life, and I should have stood on business, as the young people said, and be like, you know what, you're gonna have to do that excursion on your own, because I'm not even rolling the dice and risking it, because I feel uncomfortable. Got my spidey senses, the ancestors whispering into my ear, that glory knocking and shit. Like, I can remember floating and just seeing the water being clear and like a path straight to the heavens. Like, no. That, like, what you would have told my mama had I not came back? Oh, well, I told her that it was going to be all right with this life jacket, but I was wrong. No, no, no.
Right.
I ain't doing nothing I don't feel comfortable with. Y'all want to go where? I'll stay in the room on this excursion. Me and my husband, we ain't going there. No, we ain't swimming. We ain't doing this. We cool. Don't do, like, hard boundaries when it comes to activities, places we visiting. Oh, a pool
places
party.
We
no,
staying
we're not going.
To.
Oh, yeah.
Staying, because I just told you guys, like, this year, I don't have a lot of goals, but I do want, like, more elevated experiences. So, like, I mean, there was this, what do you call it? Like, a post going around like, oh, adults need to have sleepovers. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And I was like, oh, but where are they sleeping? Right. Like, is there going to be a bed? And so a girl came back, and I don't know if she listens, if she is, whatever. She came back and she was like, well, that's the problem now. Like, people are so picky. Like, if it's a sleepover, then we going to sleep wherever. I was like, I'm people, because I'm not sleeping wherever at this big age. I'm not sleeping on no floor. Like, I'm not. For my back to be messed up, like, y'all do that
be
on
too
your
old
own.
For that.
I'm not gonna stop you
22.
All. Yeah, I'm not gonna 22. Stop you all from doing it. But for me, I'm gonna have to go home and get in my bed, or I'm gonna have to go back to the hotel room, because it's just, because here's the thing: if I sleep wrong when that message come in and they ask me how I slept, I'm gonna have an attitude the whole day.
I don't want to sleep on the floor at a strange place.
Exactly.
And I'm not one of those people, well, we ain't gonna be in the room. Yes, we will, because part of my vacation experience, I'm gonna rest. I wanna have a nice
I'm gonna
bed.
Get me a little nap in. Right. I'm not no go person either.
My jet spas, I can have a little go in my spirit, but I'm gonna wanna lay my head somewhere nice.
When my body says it's time to get that nap, it's time to get that nap.
Yeah, and there are people
and not
like
on the floor.
Not on the floor, not on the couch. if you don't have accommodations, I don't necessarily want to come over. Like, oh, girl, you can stay here. Where I'm gonna sleep at? I ain't inviting nobody over, having nobody on no floor, no couch. Not at this age. Y'all gonna wait till I got some excess bedrooms or something to accommodate other people. I'm not gonna put you in no predicament where you uncomfortable. Because I ain't going to put myself in one like that.
Exactly.
But no, just
but see, that's how you get to the boundaries right there, when I was speaking about you being selfless.
No.
Because when you realize that people do not hold you in the same regard, in the same light, that'll make your no so much easier.
I know. And I feel like I got like three, four people. I know three people off the top of my head that's gonna come for me. I tried to tell you that. I told you that. I've been told you that. I could hear JoJo in the background. I could hear my husband in the background. I hear you in the background.
Shout out JoJo. Shout out Damon. Shout out me,
Right.
the no people, your no
Right.
tribe.
The no tribe. I could hear all three of y'all at a chorus. No, I don't want you doing that. If
But see, the
it's
funny thing about
uncomfortable.
that is, I told you when we had a conversation about things that you should say no to, I'm like, this is the perfect time to exercise that you have a husband, because I just blame everything on Damon. Well, my husband said that wouldn't
I
be a good
know.
look. Every
But
single
he,
thing
and
would
you
be
know
Damon's
what?
fault.
Shout out to my baby, because listen, that right there, that's some team effort. That's some team hard shit on you, because you listen, you're a real one for that. And the same goes as that. I'll be like, just blame it on your wife. Say your wife don't do it. Say, my husband said it.
That
I
call
would
in
have.
late, my wife don't like to hear the phone ring late at night, so
Yeah, don't
she already
call
got some
me.
trauma from that,
Oh,
so don't call us in
absolutely.
late.
Yeah, don't call after 9. That my I don't need my wife asking me questions or looking at me crazy.
Right.
Absolutely.
But
He
what I
needs to
will
use
say
them.
is, the hardest thing when it comes to my no is gonna be for family. Like, it took me the longest to exercise my no with family when it comes to family needing things and being in a position to possibly help out. But again, it came back to circling back to, me being a single woman, me being a homeowner, me having one vehicle, me having a dog that is almost like a child, because you always got to pay for something. That
Girl.
if I am ever in need, these people that, my family members I love and hold dearly to my heart that are asking me for things, if I'm in need, can I go back and ask for the same thing? Because I already know the answer going to be, no, because they don't have it to give or whatever. And I'm not just saying financially, but I'm just saying whatever it may be. And so I
Mentally,
really,
emotionally.
it really was very hard for me. I'm talking about journaling, praying, crying on saying no about certain things, but it's just like, if I fall in the same predicament being a homeowner where something, financially disrupting happens to my home, and something financially disrupting happened to your home, and you're asking me for funds and I give them to you, and then 3 weeks later the same thing happened to me. Number one, you ain't gonna have my funds in 3 weeks to give back to me so I can
That's
take care of my
right.
issue. And then what I'm gonna be doing? I'm gonna be butt hurt because I don't have it. And so these things were like, I had to say no. And I even tried to do some things where, like, I would say, not really no, but have conditions of things. Like, okay, I'll
Yeah.
do this if you do A, B, and C. And when I saw that people were not willing to do A, B, and C, I'm like, well, I can't do it because you won't do your part, but you want me to do my part.
And
So.
see, I feel like just because you are like the oldest grandchild, older sister, a lot of responsibility got placed on you that wasn't necessarily placed on me. Because I feel like I kind of was not like pretty princess getting taken care of, but I feel like I was very independent. I didn't really ask people for a lot. I did my own thing, but I feel like just going away from college, it kind of made it seem as if friends not had were held in a higher regard than family, but I feel like I had more people that were just like my friends had more access to me than like family, because family, all they wanted to see me doing was reading or in the corner, knowing, oh, well, Fallon over there reading, I ain't gonna bother. Oh, Fallon in the room reading. Like that was like the role. So I didn't necessarily have to step up and take care of anybody or do anything until I was an adult.
Well, no,
So
that's only here as an adult. It definitely wasn't like that as a child. But my thing is also, even though I'm the oldest, let's just take that out. I may be the oldest. I'm also single and unmarried. I have other cousins that are married, some with kids, some without kids. And I always say, anytime you marry and y'all working and y'all are college educated people, that is double resources. So you mean to
absolutely.
tell me that you have double resources, whether you have a child or not, and you would skip over the people with double resources to come to the single person? Why would you think that I have more money than someone that has double resources?
And you know, that's a misconception too. That could be a whole
Yeah.
topic
And so
in and
then,
of itself.
me going back to me being fair, how about we do this? Let's just say if something is $2,000, everybody give $200. Because why would you want me to give the whole $2,000 as a single person while everybody else get to say, I ain't got it, I'm doing this, or I don't be going over there like that. I'm just like, it is so unfair. And that is when I really had to exercise my no, like even to the point where some adults, like, in my family would just ask Toot for it, you know, and just tell her that we'll give it back to her. No. Why can't you ask your husband?
Oof. I'm glad that you are exercising that. No.
It's hard, Fallon. It really is hard because, you know, you don't want to see the person in need struggle or, you know, feel bad coming to ask you. But at the same time, it's like, I gave you an alternative that you don't want to do. That's number one. Number two, the other people aren't doing it. And these other people have double resources. Like, yeah. I just don't see, it just doesn't make sense. And when things don't make sense to me, it's just easy for me to say no. Because if it's not logical, I just can't put myself in a space where I'm possibly going to hurt myself. And that's just real stuff. Like, you know, even, you know, with some other issues, oh, can you do A, B, and C? I'll do it. I'll give A, B, and C back to you when I get my taxes. Well, what if your taxes ain't enough for A, B, and C?
Right.
Because if it ain't enough for A, B, and C, then you're going to nickel and dime me, and I don't want to be nickel and dime. So, no, I can't do it. I can't do it for you because I didn't do it for this person.
I think one thing that I tend to, and this might be from my job, I know what like struggle look like. So when I hear people make excuses, well, I don't want this person to go without or whatever. I know that 9 times out of 10, they aren't really going without because I know what going without look like. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people gotta struggle.
I mean, but you know what? It's not really going without. My situation is just fixing a problem.
But see, I feel like they're going to fix it or figure it out on their own regardless anyway.
Yeah, even but if someone is past the age to like fix to figure it out and they don't have the people in their corner that should be figuring it out, then that's the thing, you know, and that's the part that makes it harder. I mean, the biggest issue is for me, I'm a grandchild. So there's layers, right? Then in the layer in the middle is a child. So I'm not a child. So you skip the child or the children and you come to the grandchild, but you only come to one and not the rest who also have what? Double resources.
And now, that doesn't seem fair. Yeah, that doesn't seem fair at all. I could see like trifling siblings, trifling cousins or whatever, but you can't let your parents suffer. You can't let your grandparents suffer. Like, so that does change the narrative a little bit because you don't want that person to be without or struggle or not know how to figure out a situation. I feel that same way with like our parents and stuff. Like, they elders now, but I don't know how to avoid like the people that's not stepping up gonna be the main people backflipping and slobbing at the mouth when something happened to these people, but then they don't realize that they're not playing their part to do something right now while they are here to appreciate it.
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, that is the hardest boundary that I have, like family boundaries, and specifically just one family member, because the rest of them, I can easily say no.
Yeah. I think that's something that comes with getting older too. Like we said that, you know, different layers, different levels of boundaries, that is something that I guess I'm fortunate that I haven't had to make those type of decisions, and God willing, my mama stay able-bodied as long as she possibly can. Mm-hmm. But I know that I know that I lean on my sister a lot for assistance. I know that we could tag team on something, but I don't have like that extra layer of people that would be in trifling. Now my grandparents are gone, but I can kind of see that narrative, how it probably could have worked out had they lived a little bit longer. R.I.P. Big Daddy, R.I.P. Reese. But that, yeah, I don't. That one is a hard one. That's also just like, who's gonna be making decisions for like your parents or your elders or whatever? Like, that's kind of falling in that same category of conversations that people need to have.
Yeah, and that could send us to another topic, you know, that we probably have to touch on later, you know, as we get older and you guys are listening, you guys are getting older too, which means that our parents are getting older, they're becoming elders. Like, have you had the hard conversation? Have your parents done the work to start to, you know, finalize some things that may be coming for all of us, if you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that is a tough conversation. Like, We ain't gonna get off course, but we may have to look into that as a topic.
It is a rough conversation.
But you know what? That was part of my boundaries. That was the, I don't want to say incentive because it's not, that's not an incentive. It was, well, if you do this, as far as like taking care of, you know, a will and things of that nature, I would feel more comfortable with giving you what you need.
Yeah.
And the main reason why I said that is because the need was very significant. It wasn't $500. You get what I'm saying? It was a very significant need. And my thing was like, anything could happen. And if the, if something did happen, I hate to say it, but I just don't feel like it, I would be compensated fairly for what I put out for the need. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you write this, write this down on paper, then that way we
protect yourself.
Yeah. Hey, if you decide to do A, B, and C, because again, I'm a grandchild, not a child, then I can get my funds, you know? And so I just...
Now, some people, you do got to put some contractual language on them, especially when they think that they could play in your face. Well, you did it. Well, she did it. Well, we ain't going to say nothing else about it. No, because now you leaving me in the negative, and that's not cool.
And it's not cool.
I agree about getting some stuff and some writing and making some people some enemies, but they probably deserve it, especially if they leaning on the grandchild, the grandchild of their parent to do stuff and vice versa. Even with siblings, like, dang. Like, if you know that your personnel is, I ain't gonna say shiesty, but just selfish, a lot of that boils down to like being selfish. Like, you can't you can't use the, oh, my husband said excuse when it comes to helping your mama. Like, that's dirty. Like, listen, that's Linda, the one time you can't play that card. Like, no, because we got into this marriage knowing that we both got parents that are a certain age and we gonna have to take care of them. Like, you know, your mama then got older. Like, why you not thinking about these things? Like, that's,
and it should honestly be an honor to do different things for your parents after they have sacrificed and done certain things for you too. But I feel like, and this is, you know, coming from someone, and you can probably relate to, that has lost a parent. When that person is gone, there's no comeback. You are wishing and praying for somebody to meet you in your dreams.
It ain't no comeback.
It ain't no comeback. And you wishing that, you know what, maybe I could have did A, B, and C, or maybe I could have pressured my spouse to help this person out, or A, B, and C. There's absolutely no coming back from that. So it's a lot of things.
That is also another boundary conversation you need to be having. Like, hey, you're not about to alienate me from my family. We're not about to cut my mama off. We're not about to be like, okay, we only mess with your side. Like, that's kind of fucked up too. Like, that's one of those conversations that you gotta have. You gotta talk about family dynamics too. So that conversation is, it needs to be had.
I was telling a friend that I'm having a conversation right now on our podcast about boundaries, and they said known or unspoken. Are there any unspoken boundaries?
I think so.
Okay.
Now, I think that we can't expect everybody to know them, because some people are idiots and some people don't have no home training. Mm-hmm. But we've had plenty of conversations about what we expect people to know. Like, they should know better. You got a man, or they should know better. You should know better because you're in a relationship. Like, some stuff people do know.
People will throw out that card and they will say, well, you did not say, you didn't tell me.
Yeah, but they supposed to be that smart enough to know. Like, now you know damn well. But if you didn't grow up seeing how stuff works, then it's a lot of people that have no role models or boundaries. I feel like we're throwing in all our old topics. See, it's coming full circle.
It is coming full circle.
But it's
a refresher. Because, again, some of these things have changed for us.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like a lot has changed on thoughts and just how we view things. But I still think it's unspoken boundaries that everybody should know. Now, people can play the card of, oh, well, you didn't tell me, but you ain't that stupid. Like, you just being disrespectful, or you just rolling the dice or teeter-tottering the line to see what you can get away with. And that's how people's feelings get hurt, or people get punched in the face. Like, not advocating violence. I'm just
saying. They answered. They said, shit you shouldn't have to be told not to do or cross. That's the unspoken boundary.
Right. Exactly. Well, what is your, I guess, boundary or you better than me moment that you're not gonna let nobody cross. And I think I really need to refine and redefine how I approach certain things, because I don't always want to have to blame my baby. I want to be able to stand on my nose firmly, and I want to be able to say that, yeah, I'm a giving, I'm a selfless person, but I ain't no stupid person, or I ain't no buster. You ain't about to just play in my face.
I
Or
definitely want that for you, because the most recent boundary that you have stood on business on, I'm very proud of you for taking that stance. And there was no malice or anything. But again, logically speaking, it did not make any sense for you to be selfless. Logically speaking, if you was to write this stuff down and read it out loud to somebody, everybody that would have
No, you're
listened would have
right.
been like, that sound dumb. Don't do it. You know what I mean? So I'm proud of you for doing that. I will say, you are better than me if you have not recognized what your boundaries are, but don't have people to help you to start to get into that mind frame. Because everybody may not know, and it may take some people a little bit longer than others, but I think that's why. And I hope that sounded smart or people could understand. But I feel like that's why it's good for you to have a tribe of good people around you to kind of say some things like, you know what I just said, like totally not telling you what to do, but look at it from this angle, Fallon. Like, do you think this would make sense? Do you actually think this person would do this for you? Because if you do, then go ahead full throttle. But if you kind of have any type of inkling or you have anything in the background, I'm gonna need you to get you a piece of paper and write down what your boundaries would be if you took yourself out of the situation. If you were looking at it from the outside, looking in, what would you tell that person to do? And whatever you would tell that person to do is probably what you need to tell yourself to do.
Baby, and for most of these occasions, I feel like that person would have absolutely no problem being like, "Nah, I ain't gonna be able to do it. Nah, I ain't got it. No, I ain't coming. Nah, I'm doing
That's what
this."
I'm saying. When you told me everything, I'm like, I don't know your peoples like this, but I don't think your peoples would be coming to bat for you.
That's
Not all
a
of them, not all of them, because I know y'all listening in the internets, and I know y'all gonna come back and be like, Fallon, don't be trying to act like Chris and your BFF, because you really just met this girl, even though you've been knowing me since my blogging days. But y'all ain't trying to come for y'all. I'm just
I
saying.
know. They don't know that it's 10 years in the game, technically. They don't know all of that. They don't know about the kindred reconnection and all those things.
Yeah,
But
you don't know.
I feel like you better than me if you can't be a mirror image of the people that you're dealing with
That's a
in certain
good, okay.
situations. Because if I know that if the shoe is on the other foot, you don't have no problem standing on business. Baby, that should not be my concern to bite my tongue on anything, and I don't want to always have to use somebody else as a springboard to get out of something. I want to be confident in saying no and rolling with the punches. And if people are getting offended of me exercising my firm boundaries of not wanting to do something or go somewhere or be around somebody I'm not comfortable with, then I do have to look back at that mirror reflection and be like, would you do this? If I was trying to get you to do it, probably not. And you better than me if you ain't rolling like that. So I'm gonna take that to the heart and on my sleeve, because that is definitely great advice. And I appreciate you for being able to tell me that, because you said it in like a loving way. It wasn't like no, oh baby, you be letting people fly in your face. Like, you have to be able to say stuff with
Well, you
love.
want to say it in a way that somebody can receive it, you know? Because if I came at you like that, you'd be like, girl, shut up. Like, this girl, you know, this situation been going on longer, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, at the end of the day, you have to come to whatever it is that you want to choose. But, you know, lovingly speaking, look at some things from this way. So,
You're right, and you better than me if you ain't doing that.
yeah. So, guys, thank you so much for allowing us to pretty much revisit a topic that we would probably revisit again, because I'm sure something is going to happen. You know, we're rolling through the year without goals, so I'm sure we're going to have to express some boundaries somewhere. But thank you guys for listening to us today and for being here with us. So we'll chat with you guys next time.
Okay, KK.
Bye.
Bye.
You Better Than Me is a podcast on Pyro Media Network, produced by Pyro Media Productions. Pyro Media Network and Pyro Media Productions are subsidiaries of Pyro Media Enterprises. For more information, please visit www.pyromedianetwork.com. Thank you for listening, and we will see you on the next episode.